travel along with Abraham. He left his home behind. His faith was small, but focused on the promised land to find. But the promised land, it lost its worth when Sodom came to view. So with peace of mind, his choice was made, but the will of God he blew. Now from that choice, he's all alone and caught in a war with kings. If not for faithful Abraham, he'd lose most everything. So Abram fought and risked his life for a nephew far from the Lord. But Lot didn't see where his choices led or where he was headed toward. He lived in Sodom like everyone else. He got along just fine. He rose to power and sat in the gate, not minding living with swine. How far from God can we find ourselves? Just how low can we go? Our choices have such consequence. You'll always reap what you sow. Oh, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Right choices are made with heaven in view, not sin's fleeting worth. It's the only way to beat sin's wages, to escape the wrath to come. So we'll stay to the course, never looking back, our eyes only on God's Son. Finally God's judgment came, his patience had run out. Fire and brimstone would come down, Lot's future was in doubt. And once again, old Abraham, God's mercy he would plead. For Lot's end was coming, his world was lost, and all he could do was flee. Lot started well, he had a faith that walked along with God. But quickly Lot had traded faith for Sodom's life facade. This righteous man, though saved by grace, was still a servant of sin. If he'd only yielded to God's word, not trusting his heart within. Oh, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Right choices are made with heaven in view, not sin's fleeting worth. It's the only way to beat sin's wages, to escape the wrath to come. So we'll stay to the course, never looking back, our eyes only on God's Son.